angry, yet held in check, so as not to prevent the work of the third angel. At that time, the latter rain, or refreshing from the presence of the Lord, will come to give power to the loud voice of the third angel and prepare the saints to stand in the period when the seven last plagues shall be poured out. It's clear in here she's talking about the little time of trouble that begins at the Sunday law, that salvation's still open, and it's at that time the message of the third angel is finishing its work, and it's at that time that the latter rain's poured out, and she directly ties the latter rain with this refreshing from the presence of the Lord that in Acts we're told comes from the blotting out of sin. The blotting out of sin is the final work that Christ will do on his faithful followers. The blotting out of the names in the book of life is the final work that he does on the unfaithful. Selected Messages, Book 1, page 190 and 191 says this: the third angel's message is swelling into a loud cry, and you must not feel at liberty to neglect present duty and still entertain the idea that in some future time you will be the recipients of great blessing when without any effort on your part a wonderful revival will take place. Today you are to give yourselves to God that he may make of you vessels unto honor and meet for his service. Today you are to give yourself to God that you may be emptied of self, emptied of envy, jealousy, evil surmising, strife, everything that shall be dishonoring to God. Today you are to have your vessel purified that it may be ready for the heavenly dew, ready for the showers of the latter rain. For the latter rain will come, and the blessing of God will fill every soul that is purified from every defilement. It is our work today to yield our souls to Christ that we may be fitted for the time of refreshing from the presence of the Lord, fitted for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I hope we're seeing that this presence of the Lord is the latter rain. It's the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And it takes place in connection with the blotting out of our sins and the judgment. And the great gospel promise that Sister White mentioned in Great Controversy that we read at the beginning is that at that time period, God will remember our sins no more. Brothers and sisters, we stand to the end. I'm not suggesting that before human probation closes that some of the people that are receiving the latter rain